Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Welcome to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. My name is Jesse, and today I am here to share some talk and music with you. Got a cool mix of things coming up for you today. A little bit of journalistic interviewee stuff, and a new piece from new PA department contributor Min, who sat down with me to do a review of a new program that you can watch if you have a subscription to Disney Plus. And there'll be some music and everything else you have come to expect from this hour. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And as usual, we're going to start with just a little bit of local music by Chalcedony, which is kind of rock. And also, like, it's a kind of stone, but also as a band, it's a kind of rock. Anyway, this track is called Venus Thirst Trap.
We'll be right back.
Venus Thirst Trapped by Chalcedony here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And now we're going to hear the debut piece from Min talking about the new new Disney Plus program, Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, which, you'll hear Min talk about it, but it's worth checking out. So let's hear it.
Hello, everybody. This is CJSF Burnaby. My name is Min, and I'm here with Jesse. We're here to talk about a new Spider-Man animated series that just came out on Disney Plus recently. It has been 8 episodes already, and there have been many controversial opinions about it.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. Initially, I was hesitant to watch it because there have been many complaints about the animation style seem to be lackluster. It's kind of a low-budget version of the Into the Spider-Verse the films that are created by Sony. But I still watch it anyway because I just like Spider-Man in general. The story has a more grounded, character-driven approach that could offer a refreshing contrast to the big MCU films, live-action Marvel Cinematic Universe films you watch at the theaters. Creators are willing to subvert expectation and explore more possibility. They are given both the freedom and the encouragement to do so, while they learn from the older series as well. For example, in this show, if you remember the original Spider-Man origin in the comic or in other movies made by Sony, Peter Parker's Uncle Ben died before he... it's after he got his superpowers. And he learned the most important lesson that with great power comes great responsibility. But in this, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, we aren't show such a moment.
And that's a pretty big change, right? Like, that's kind of like the core, one of the core themes of Spider-Man usually is that message, right?
Right. We get to see Spider-Man got his power before, he got his power after Uncle Ben already died. And he realized the importance of how he had been given a great power and how he should use it to help other people. We start to see his journey when he came to his first day at school, which is the same day that the school is attacked by an unknown threat that seems to be Venom, one of Spider-Man's most famous villain, but not exactly the hulkling humanoid figure that we know, because this one looked more like a giant ant. It is fighting with Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange made an early cameo right on the first episode of this series. It's quite surprising to see him. And from a portal opened by Doctor Strange magic came the radioactive spider that bit Peter Parker and gave him the power equivalent to a spider.
And that's a big change too, right? Like the tradition is that, you know, he's in a lab and the spider gets radioactive or whatever, but for it to be coming from a portal from Doctor Strange changes things pretty significantly, huh?
Right. It's also sparked my curiosity of imagining how these two characters may meet each other again in the future, how they may interact with each other, and maybe Doctor Strange gonna reveal where this spider came out from the other side of the portal as well. After that, we will just get to see how Peter Parker struggle with the usual problem, the usual anxiety of a young hero that we may be already familiar with in other Spider-Man medium. The creator still was still able to create some new aspects, show us some new aspects, some new possibility about how he may fumble on some challenges in how he gotta explore his superpower and utilize his resource to fight crime, as well as just being a friendly, the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, as everyone know. This show also include many familiar Marvel figures like Norman Osborn and Harry Osborn, while also include some less well known characters like Nico Minoru and Pale Pangan, who have yet to fully embrace their heroic or villainous destinies. As in the comic, they also gonna receive some superpower as later on when they go around and encounter some supernatural forces as well.
Or maybe Doctor Strange will open another portal, right? We don't know.
Oh, okay. Sure. That will be even more surprising than how it's already surprising to see the origin of Spider-Man. It's just great of many sense of anticipation and mystery. The most interesting part for me would be to see how good characters gonna turn evil. I like to see how a proper person may get corrupt over circumstances and adversity posed by just their surrounding life. It can be very relatable in some moment of our life. And even though most characters appear in the show so far don't have the same built-in recognition such as Norman Osborn, the author, the writer is just seems to have a really freedom to truly shape their narratives from ground up, and they seem to have a very clear plan of what's gonna happen, what they would want to write, for what they plan out for the series so far. The prospect of seeing these lesser known characters gradually transform into important players in the Spider-Man universe have piqued my curiosity about the such a vision that the writers is having for them.
Well, yeah, and I guess being able to connect with them as characters first, as just people, and sort of get invested in them before they become this other villain or hero, and then you're invested in them just because they're a villain or a hero. I think that probably makes a stronger connection, right? If you right. can see them just as a person.
So this Spider-Man series isn't focused solely on Spider-Man. We get to have a diverse and wide range of character cast, and it's just feel a lot relatable to maybe for comic readers, as it has always been. We have seen many movies from with Marvel characters where the movies just focus solely on the Marvel characters, and they don't get to interact with any other characters within this, which are supposed to be in the same universe from the same origins with them. we are getting to see a whole big proper world of the Marvel superhero universe now, right? Yeah, it's very interesting to see how the writers tackle with creating and also maintaining a big world building with many fun fantasies turning out. And it's always refreshing, especially to see an animated series that is enjoyable for the mature audience while still being accessible to young audience, treating both of its viewers, all viewers, with respect and doesn't shy away from complicated themes. The idea of a gifted and promising student like Lonnie Lincoln being pulled into a life of crime despite his best intentions is such a surprising narrative thread. It is quite simplified though, but I found it myself drawn more to Lonnie's story than Peter's sometime. The creative team behind Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man has opted for a more episodic villain of the week approach, where each episode get a new villain appear and Spider-Man has to fight on his feet, finding different ways to defeat his opponent and bring back justice for everyone. While this firm approach may not allow for the deepest emotional investment from us viewers, for some of the one-off antagonists, the show is committed to staying true to Spider-Man's roots as a neighborhood protector. As so many superhero narratives right now, currently, they seem to escalate the stake to a world-ending level or a universe-ending level. It's just refreshing to see that that the series keep the focus on the hero's direct impact on the life of average citizens sometime. It's create an intimate community-driven sense that can be just as compelling and definitely more relatable than the grand cosmic conflicts. As the social media complaints on social media already criticized on the animation style of the series, if you can give it a try, I'm sure that the style may grow on you as you watch more episodes. It's not that big of a problem since it doesn't overshadow strong character development, the solid story pacing, some outstanding voice acting, and especially the well-paced action scene. The action scenes are actually very good, with the pure visual clarity and precision that comes with an animated medium, and well-designed, well-thought acrobatics. The choreography allow us audience to be more immersed in the battles of Spider-Man when he doing the swift and decisive combat maneuvers, comparing to the often shakier camera work of live-action superhero adaptations. The show suffered a little bit in its attempt to integrate with the larger Marvel Cinematic Universe. However, there's potential for confusion when the series start referencing specific events and characters from the film, but then diverge from the established canon. On one hand, the MCU connection provides a sense of grounding and familiarity that can help draw in a wide audience. On the other, if those connections aren't handled with care, they may just end up feeling more like clumsy fan service than organic story elements. The inclusion of other Marvel superheroes can help to elevate the stake and push the story in more compelling new directions, such as the appearance of Captain America and Iron Man in the series. But as we may already know, if they are simply just put in the show without a clear purpose, they can end up feel more like a distraction, because the main star of the show is Spider-Man. In overall, I would say this is a very good new and all unique Spider-Man animated series that you should really give it a try if you like the character, and if you are looking for something to watch, if you're having the free time, you should definitely give it a try here. Don't be too worried about the complaints that are available online, because your audience should have your own reviews, your own opinions about it.
And it's on Disney Plus.
Yes, it is.
And there's 8 episodes out so far.
Oh yeah, new episode would come out, I think, every Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and not just one, but maybe 3 episodes.
And do you have a favorite episode that you've seen so far?
My favorite episode of Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, maybe the latest episode 8, because in this episode here's a little bit spoiler, by the way, if you don't mind about spoiler. I'm gonna tell you that Spider-Man is gonna fight with the Scorpion in this episode, and he's maybe the most strongest, the most dangerous, the strongest villain that Spider-Man have to face so far, because similar to the original comic version of the Scorpion, his superpower has already been stronger. He has stronger strength than Spider-Man himself, and Spider-Man would have to utilize his intelligence that he already had as Peter Parker to win a fight against the Scorpion. But in this episode, Peter Parker is still inexperienced. He fumbled and he got quite a heavy injury dealt by the Scorpion. Norman Osborn have to rescue him out with a glider that you might be very familiar from, similar to the one from Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movie made by Sony, which is quite interesting. This is probably Spider-Man's first real serious loss so far in the series.
Great. Well, I mean, it's good that the latest episode is your favorite. Seems like it's getting better, and another reason to keep watching.
Right. Okay. Well, if there's your interest in any other series, I may keep recording, writing some more reviews for listeners of our CJSF Burnaby Radios. If you'd like to hear some more about us, please let us know your opinion, give us some response, and we would like to hear from you and also talk with you guys again. Thank you today. Thank you for today.
Yeah, thanks. This was great. Thanks again to Min for joining me to chat about your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, which when we spoke, the first 8 episodes were out, and now the next 2 are out as well. So you can wrap up. You can see how things wrap up for this season by heading to Disney Plus and watching that. If you're into comics or Spider-Man, or if you're just interested, and you can look forward to more reviews from Min in the future. Okay, now we're just going to hear a little bit of music, and I will be right back. This is Hypocrite by The Houseplants.
This is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nazarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.